You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is here. Visit now, right now. We heard earlier from Travis Benjamin, and like I said, you can check out special teams coordinator Chris Tabor with a great video piece on ClevelandBrowns.com in the film room talking about what makes him so special in the return game. Also, you can get great commentary on Nate Burleson joining the Browns, videos on that, as well as articles from Vic Carucci and our new staff writer, Kevin Jones. So tons of stuff to get to, especially in the press box presented by Ford there at the newly redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com. We have an article on Barkevious Mingo, another one on Paul Kruger as well. So lots to get to and digest right now at the newly redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com. Final thoughts here on the day. Wanted to share one quick interesting news bit from Ian Rappaport saying that today at the meetings there was no talk of playoff expansion during the NFL-NFLPA meeting today. Goodell had mentioned there might be, but that did not end up being the case.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that. I know that conversation's got to happen, though, at some point. I think the league was pretty aware of this. There was an undercurrent of this conversation, as I understood it, a couple of weeks ago at the league meetings in Orlando when owners were together and club executives and basically saying, look, we can, you know, broach the subject of expansion of playoff field, but this is a competitive thing. And like all competitive matters, there has to be a discussion with the Players Association, with the players, to kind of get their feel about it. Because you go into that area of creating more games and creating more, again, contact and the safety issues that come up, that'll be on the table. But as much as anything else, it'll be what's in it for us? Are we getting more money in one way, shape, or form because you guys are, or the TV networks, you know, you're creating more programming for them? And I think this is the other thing is how the contracts were written between the league and the networks that carry the games of the NFL to sort of change and be adjusted for this edition. So you and I both know there's a revenue play somewhere in here, and you'll get the safety conversation coming up and saying, well, you're adding games, but in my mind it'll be mostly about the revenue. as it always is
about the dollar bills, no doubt about it. Dollar bills.
So I think the other, now the biggest reason they got together, just for the record, is workplace environment concerns. That was a big deal that came up at the meetings, and we heard about, you know, we heard from Jeff Fisher from the competition committee, the St. Louis Rams coach, talking about the league cracking down on taunting penalties and so forth, and how they're going to try to adjust the game or be more show more diligence in terms of preventing this from happening, because the number of taunting penalties quadrupling from 2012 to 2014, or excuse me, 2010 to 2013, something like that, over a two-year period, that they quadrupled. So trying to deal with that was the main thing, and also the issues that we saw take place with the Miami Dolphins and how that all played out.
Sure, the workplace stuff, yep.
Yeah, the workplace stuff is a big deal. Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito.
It's a huge deal. I don't mind a little taunting. I like a little fun.
Yeah, you know, you are a big taunting guy. You like that.
I seem to, totally. I'm always taunting.
You're always about the taunt. Well, that's your around. WWE pedigree.
Yeah, it's like when we're on here, if I make a point, I'm like, yeah, good point. Of course, I do a little dance in the studio.
You do.
Too bad we don't capture that. We don't have that. We don't have the ability to capture that yet on TV.
But people are talking about you as they walk by those glass windows.
Well, it certainly was good to be back here. Got to do some thank yous. Of course, a great producer, Jason Gibbs. Got to thank Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union down in Jacksonville, and, of course, Dale Lally from the Washington Observer in Pittsburgh. And, of course, all of you, thank you for the calls and thanks for the tweets. Very active today as the Alex Mack situation seems to not be sitting as well with people now as it did a month or so ago.
No, you're right. It definitely was a hot button and definitely impacted. All right, Hooley and Gerard is coming up next, so stay tuned for that. And we want to tell you that we will be back here again tomorrow. Jim Donovan actually sitting in again for Nathan Zagura, so come back with us again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.